Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. All right. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and we're about to have a throwback old school, good old fashioned quick dive. I just got compelled. I thought of this idea, and I'm like, I'm driving to work. I'm just going to hold my face up to my phone and record things in a way that is conducive with my current abilities while I'm thinking about it. So basically, hopefully this sounds okay. I found that if you hold the phone up to your face almost as if you're making a call, it's supposed to sound actually pretty decent versus it being further away and really quiet. Because I, in the beginning of the podcast, used to... The first couple episodes are almost impossible to listen to, is my guess. But anyways, I was thinking about this morning. My son, we have this whole situation. In fact, I have an episode that's coming out this week with someone who talks about teaching children about money. And I feel dumb because it's Nicole Bremner. There you go. The name escaped me for half a second. I'm almost 100% positive. I know the last name is Bremner, and I think the first name is Nicole. Anyway, so that's who will be releasing. I'll release an episode probably in a day or two. And it was an awesome conversation I had back with her, and she talked about this service called GoHenry, which she's in the UK, and this is something that was out there but recently come to the United States. It's essentially a debit card for kids that are 6 or older, and my kid's 8, so he qualifies, and you basically put money into the card, and they just use like a debit card, and actually it says our name on it. He says... Like, it'll say, go Finnegan, which is my son's name is Finnegan. So you tell them what the name of the kid is. It'll say, go John, go Sarah. In this case, go Finnegan. And you put money in, and you can use this app to do, like, a payday and pay them for doing certain jobs. And you can, let's say they didn't have their card, and then they go buy something. You buy something for them. You can then take the money, you know, from their account and say, okay, well, that was $5 of your money. And they can learn the concept of money. And originally, I wanted to do like a, I heard somewhere else, this is not my term, but family economy, where your kids earn money and learn the concepts of giving charitably, spending, saving, and investing, and all those concepts. And this app and this service does a lot of these things for you, where you can even help your child can actually choose from different charities and donate directly through the app to them of their money. Excuse me. Which is really cool, because I want to teach my kids the idea of giving money, investing money, saving money, and how to spend money. And I'm looking forward, to be honest with you, for the opportunity for my son to make mistakes and spend all of his money. And be like, oh, I can't do anything. Because he's been kind of earning money. We're kind of starting with him having a little bit of money because I started this idea of doing this family economy. And from my mind, I was like, the ideal is giving him cash every Saturday, do a payday. If he does jobs every day he can earn a certain amount of money. And at the end of the week, we say, which days did you do all your jobs? And that's how much money you get. But then it turns out the cash was a real hassle. Because you have to go get cash. You have to have the right increments, you know. And then I would find that I would run out of cash and like, okay, I have to get the cash. We'll pay you later. And I kept forgetting, or I'd be like, oh, I need to get cash. Oh, it's closed. I just don't do that anymore. That's not the way the world works. So I realized, even though in my mind it was this ideal scenario where we're dealing with cash, so it's this physical, tangible thing. But guess what? I don't deal in cash. That's not how the world works. So I'm like, actually, using this debit card is a more realistic way for him to learn true principles of how to spend money and how to control it, because it is true that using a card makes it easier just to spend your money, because you're kind of separated from it. And when you have actual cash, yeah, you're like, wow, I have $5, so I really want to spend $4.90 on this candy. I'll have 10 cents left. Versus nah, whatever, 10 cents, this kind of abstract concept in some account that's separated from you, it's maybe a little easier to spend it. So there's that. But in reality, you have to learn the skill of understanding your balance and understanding what you have and your resources and learning discipline. So I think this is good for sure. But here's the problem I'm having. My son has a certain amount of money and he decided to buy a book, right? Which is great. I love that. That's what he wanted to do with his money. But now he has half of the money left that he had. And he's like, I still have this much money. I have money. And so we have these jobs he can do every day to earn towards payday. And he keeps not doing them because he's like, I have money. And I'm like, in some ways, this is good. He's going to learn the hard reality that if he just keeps spending money, it will disappear and then he won't have any money. And maybe that'll be enough to motivate him to actually do something and start to learn. Oh, and I was talking to him this morning. I said, hey, Finn, if you have a cup of water and you keep drinking from it and you never fill it up, what's going to happen? He's like, well, it's going to be empty. I was like, yeah. And then you go to get that drink and it's empty. You'll have no water. So I was like, with money, you can earn more than you spend, and then it keeps growing instead of shrinking. Right now, your money is shrinking. And I was talking to him also about investing. And I was like, when you do your jobs, you're helping your money grow. And I started kind of going off on a tangent a bit with him, saying, and then when you invest money, like in the stock market, because we've kind of had some preliminary discussions about the stock market and kind of what that means on a very basic level. And I was like, if you have in the stock market or invested in something, then your money's growing while you sleep. And he's like, ooh. And I was like, and I really just had this kind of idea in my head. Every dollar is like a, and I think I've heard this before somewhere, but not to take credit for this idea, but this idea of every dollar, Finn, is like a little worker working for you. And I was like, right now you only have a few, not very many dollars, because we have this account that he has some money in that's essentially invested in the stock market. And I was like, you have just a few workers, you know, like a couple hundred workers for you. If every dollar is a worker, you have a couple hundred of those right now. But you can add more workers, and every time you add workers, there's another worker kind of working and building more money. I couldn't think of the perfect analogy of what they're building and how money can build more money without getting into reproduction. And he's like, well, how many workers do you have? I was like, well, I have thousands of them, you know. And just to kind of give him like a concept of like the difference and where he could go, you know. Instead of having a couple hundred, you could have thousands. There's no limit. But every time you don't do your jobs, because we want to set up a situation where he earns a certain amount of money and then a certain amount goes into his fund, his college fund, if you will. That's what we're calling it, at least. And so, anyways, it's just an interesting idea, and it made me get excited about the idea of I need to add more workers. This idea of thinking of every dollar actually going to work for you, passive income, that's what it is, right? And so it kind of got me excited to be like, okay, how do I get more workers working for me? Every dollar's a worker. I need more employees, you know? So anyways, this is just an idea I was thinking about, just a kind of a way to approach it mentally. As seeing those dollars as working for you and not seeing them as a way that, oh, I don't have access to that money, I'd rather buy something, like you're losing out. No, man, you are gaining workers every time you invest your money or put it towards some type of way of growing, some type of investment, some type of passive earning opportunity. It's working while you're sleeping, essentially, right? That's the idea. That's the goal, to get more and more of that so that you essentially can get to the point and say, you know what? I don't have to physically work myself anymore. I have enough workers doing it for me. Then you can start to make some real choices, right? That's where I want to be. I want to make the choices. Maybe I'll keep working. Maybe I'll work less. Maybe I won't work at all. Maybe I'll do a whole different kind of work. Who knows? Get that freedom. Get that passive income. And that's what I'm working on now. I got some different things and I've been trying to think about to kind of start building more passive income. It's really hard to go from one point of having ideas to actually executing on them and doing something. There's all this theoretical stuff, right? I'm really about this idea of passive income, but I need to execute on something. I need to quit waiting for things to be perfect, because that's the whole point. Just do something, right? I mean, don't be stupid about it, but do something. And that's what I need to get a little more active about. So anyways, thanks for listening. If you have any questions, if you want to add to this conversation, I want to hear from you. Please email me. nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Please share an episode, this episode. I would love it if you would share this episode with someone. Think of someone that you've had a conversation with about money, about the idea of how do you teach your kids about money, about how do you get motivated, how do you invest money. This episode or some other episode, I'd love it. It means so much if you shared it with someone. And then I just got one more person listening to every, if they even listen to episodes here and there. Just more people hearing it would mean a lot to me. And it would make a difference, I hope, for somebody. You have a great day and get going on your plans. Don't hold back. Don't hesitate. Let's get started on building passive income. That's what this is about. That's what I am realizing is what my next venture and exciting adventure will be, is building more and more passive income to the point that I am a wealthy person with options. And you can do it too. Let's do it together. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.